Rabbi, we're today on Daf Yud David, and we're holding by Tanya Rabbi Yosi Haglili Oimer. Where is that? That's roughly a third down the Amud. Go down the Erech, 13, 14 lines. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Haglili Oimer. What Rabbi Yosi Haglili is going to tell us in the Braisa, together with Rabbi Kiva, is the Mokoyer for the din of Lakita being the rule that is koiveya for maizrus begabi yirukis. Now, when I say the mukar, I don't mean that this is really the mukar min ha-toira, because the whole din of maizr by yerek is only drabon. So that's why, although the Gemara brings psukim, Rashi immediately points out we're only talking about an asmachta. So just let's do a very quick review of the haluchas that we said yesterday. It goes without saying that min ha-toira only by dogon tirosh v'yitzar, other rishonim expand it beyond that, but b'derech kla dogon tirosh v'yitzar, which means grain, which means wine, and which means oil, olive oil, those are mechuyim min ha-toira. In addition to that, the Chachamim added that virtually anything that grows, there is a din d'rabbanan that you have to give truma ma'aseh. But in terms of what zman is koiveya, is different from one min to the other. So dog on tirish v'yitzar, we learned based on a pasuk yesterday, that you go basa shlish gidulai, a third of its growth. Where did we take this from? So the Gemara originally brought a raya from Chag Osif, and then the Gemara was doicha that raya. The Gemara said, because it says in the pasuk, the osos es atvua l'shloish ha'ashanim, al tikri shloish el shlish, and therefore a shlish of its giddle, that's already mechayiv, betrumas and maizris. What do we mean a third is mechayiv, betrumas and maizris? That means that if the third grew prior to Rosh Hashanah, and then even though the lekita took place after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be from the old year, not from the new year. So what means the difference, old year, new year? So we said there are two nafke minis lalacha. Number one, legabi to be mafresh min achodosh al hayoshan, yoshan al achodosh, which means that you're not allowed to go mix together one year together with the next year. And if they get mixed together, you're gehakta tzuris. If Shim Shizuri says you can go and blend it and mix it and mix it and blend it, but Shmuel said not, because he holds ein bila and not yesh bila, and therefore what I'm afraid is, even if you mix it and blend it and blend it and mix it, when I take the trumas and maizrus, I might be taking more from the chodesh than from the yashin, or more from the yashin than from the chodesh, and that's why this is very problematic. So this halacha of gdil shlish is very important, that if it happened before Rosh Hashanah, that's for the previous year. The gdil shlish after Rosh Hashanah is for the next year. That's the gabi, the halacha of dog and tirish v'yitzar. But let's go beyond that. The Mishnah told us there's also a din legabi yirokos. Yirokos means vegetables. What's the halacha by vegetables? There you don't go basa shlish, you go basa lekita. So whenever you actually uproot it from the ground and you harvest it, that's what's mechayiv that year. Mechayiv either the previous year or the next year. In other words, pre-Rosh Hashanah would be that year. After Rosh Hashanah is the next year. And now legabi yoshin and chodesh, we see there's another nafkamin legabi which maaser you have to give. For instance, if the Lakita was pre-Rosh Hashanah of the coming third year, since it was pre-Rosh Hashanah, it's in the second year still, then you have not only Maser Rishon, but Maser Shiny. However, if it's a few days later on Tzayim Gedalia you do the Lakita, it's already the third year, no Maser Shiny, it's Maser Oni. So big nafkiminis. Okay, so therefore the gabe Yerukis, it goes bas Lakita. The gabe Ilunois are stam trees, it goes butter chanota. Chanota means when the fruit begins to emerge, that you can go and see, I see already the apple, I see already the orange, the plum, it's already starting to come out and emerge. That goes basa chanota. So if the chanota again was pre. Now here, you don't have the din of pre-Rosh Hashanah and post-Rosh Hashanah, because when it comes to Ilunais, what is the Rosh Hashanah? It's not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's Shvat. Machloki b'sham beisil, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or beisil, whether Chamisha Usa, Tu b'Shvat. And machloki is b'sham beisil. Okay. That's the Gabi Stami Lunais. Yesterday we had another halacha, the Gabi Kitnius. Kitnius means legumes. Belav dafka just beans. We even had oides v'doichen. What's the halacha over there? You go baser hashrosha. Shrosha means when it becomes rooted in the ground. Fantastic. Now what the Gemara wants to know is, what's the makor that legabi yirokos we go basa lekita? And again, it's not that it's min ha-toira, it's midrabunan, and all we're doing is bringing an asmachta. Zok the Gemara tanya, we have a brisa. Rav Yosi Aglili Oimer, biyosbecha migornchu miyikvecha. That's those minim that you have to go and give from them trumas and maisris. The goyin is referring to tvua. Yekev is referring to the winery where you produce wine. V'hu adin, the same thing applies to zesim, that they're all considered to be a package.
It also says it's pressed, by the way.
It's also pressed. Avad, it's a very pressing situation. This is not a wine press, this is a beis abad, which is the oil press, therefore it has the same type of din. Really, the word tiroish and yitzar doesn't mean grapes and olives. Tiroish and yitzar means wine and it means oil, olive oil. So therefore, both of them are similar in that they are pressed and you have now the final product. Anyway, b'lamaisa, what do I learn from this pasuk? That ma goyin v'yekev miyuchodim shegedelim al meishana she'ovra. And therefore, they're misasrin l'shana she'ovra. Anything which is like goyin v'yekev, the goyin v'yekev is miyuchod shegedelim. What does it mean shegedelim al meishana she'ovra? So Rashi explains that the ikr nourishment through water, through rain, is from the old year, not from the new year. Masha ein kein legabi yirokis, as we'll see, you continue to need water until the final day of
harvest. Irrigated, you need constant water.
Well, the irrigation is going to be the next point of Rabbi Kiva. That's why I don't want to talk about Rabbi Kiva again. But what you're saying is correct.
Usually in a garden, that's how.
But Baltimore thing, that'll be Rabbi Kiva. Anyway, so according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Goyin v'yekev is special that they grow on the Meishana She'ovra, means the initial rains of the initial rain season. That's what really gives it the real nourishment. What happens later on, but that's not the ikar. The core, the essence is from the earlier rains, and it's after Shana She'ovra, and that's why they go basa shlish after the third. We don't look after the kita, we look after the shlish. Af kol, same thing would apply. Shegdelim al meishana she'ovra. Rashi says this is referring to the ilonois. They also grow on the initial early rains. Rashi, in fact, points out that those rains produce a sap, and that sap goes into the fruits, and that's what causes the fruits afterwards to bloom and to blossom and to grow. Besides the shana she'ovra, yotzi yirokos, it comes to exclude yirokos vegetables. Shegdelim al meishana haba. That they continue to grow, not on the initial rains, but even on the later rains. Rashi, for instance, gives an example. What happens when a person cuts the yirokos, or harvests the yirokos prematurely? They continue to grow even after you have plucked it. In other words, vegetable seeds or whatever, the growth, it's still in the ground, even though you've cut them, they continue to grow subsequently. Why? Because of the new rain that comes subsequently. So I see that there's a constant growth as a result of the rains. It's not only the initial rains, it's also the later rains. And therefore, Mesasa Shanabo, that's why you go Basar Lekita and not Basar Chanota or Basar Shlish. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi explains it much nicer, where we started the Gemara. Tanya Bioisi, Ba'aspach Migorcha Bigvecha. Says Rashi. Mikan Somcha Chachomim. This is the Chaposik. But Rashi says it's only Nasmachta. Kan Somcha Chom Likvoye Zman Maisi Yerik to Devraim. Acha Likita. The Asmachta Bialva. So Kan Asmachta. Did you go Bas Likita? That Kol Osif Shalacha Yehei Ketrumas Goyin Viyekiv. That all the times that you're giving trumas and maizes, you should be like be osrachom yigon chom yichvecha. That what? They're just like begon beyekev. Shaholcha behem toira acha shana sheviyah shlish. There the toira says you go after shlish. We had the pasuk yesterday. The osos esatvul shloish shana mal tekri shloish el shlish. Hari shaholcha behem. So the toira goes after acha shana shegodlu b'meimeha shehavuas shishlohen. The third of the growth, higde loson, shemi oisi sho'o ru'uya likotze bedoichi. Rashi saying, what's the kavan of the third? I could just simply say it's exeir sakosim, teresh shlish. But Rashi adds as a time of the kro, that shot in the shlish is because from that point on, although it's still in the early stages, but bedoichi, meken shenitzin, it's already not totally raw. At this point, it's already sufficiently ripe that if you cut it, it would be edible, it would be processable.
Benjamin Soy would eat it if he was hungry.
Very good. Avkol, so Rashi says, not only the Gabi, the Goyin, the Yekir, but the same thing applies, Avkol, by all Ilonois, the same thing applies where it goes, Basar, the me shana she'ava. The kach holchu be'ilan acher chanata shekol gdeilas peiroisu vayidei shalos srafa ilan, all the sap that comes up, which nourishes and produces the fruit. That's lefnei chanata. Aha. Okay, so this, like by shlish, it's the early water. Now, there has to be the early waters, because the later waters only come after the shlish. So what the Bryce is telling us is that the reason why I see there's a connection between Goyin v'yekiv to the early waters, the Meishana she'avra, is because by the time the shlish has occurred, it's already had the benefit of the Meishana she'avra. The Meishana haba hasn't even come yet. It's only going to come after the shlish has already grown. Same thing with the Gabi, the Chanota. The Chanota is certainly at a very early stage. It's even much less than the shlish. It's when the Peiros begin to emerge. That is all because their Gdelis Peroisev is through the Srafa Ilan, that sap that nourishes and produces the fruit. But says Rashi Yotzi Yerakosh, Shigdema Meishana Habba, Behind Shnas Likitosan, this is the year of the Kita of harvesting. How do I know? Says Rashi Hari Goizen Oisa, even if you were to go and cut the Yerakosh prematurely, Vichoizeris Ugdela. Nevertheless, you see that the plant underneath continues to grow and can produce a further crop, even though you've cut the first crop. Why? Because it continues to grow based on the new rains, not only on the old rains. So therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Glili, that's why your rockies are different, midrabanon, that the chamun were kaveya lakita, based on this asmachta, be'osu morgum yivech. Okay. So this is Rabbi Yitzchak Glili. Now Rabbi Kiva, we go back to the Gemara now, and Rabbi Kiva says something very similar, but different. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Ba'aschum Gonach Vyrechem, Ma Goyim Vyechem Yuchodim, Shegedelim Al Roiv Mayim. Al Roiv Mayim means that they do not need artificial irrigation. They can rely on natural rainwater. And Umisas Vashonav Sha'avra, and they have the benefit, or they have the halacha, of giving Maiser based on the earlier year, meaning Basar Shlish. And afkoshik dela roiv mayim, which means also ilonois, which also don't need irrigation. They can suffice with rainwater. They have the same din misas shana b'sha'avra. Yotzu, however, the Chum said, Yerokas is different. Yerokas shigedelim al kol mayim. Al kol mayim means that rainwater is not sufficient. If you want these Yerokas to really grow properly, you not need to irrigate them. You have to go and add water. If that's the case, that's why they have the maizer for the next year, not for the early. In other words, the shas lekita, not the shas chanota, and not the shas shlish. So the two reasons seem to be very, very close. My benai, what's the nafkimina? The word tsoris, of course, is somewhat of a strange term over here, because tsoris normally refers to chas v'shalom, someone who cannot give children, because cannot beget children, because he's been castrated, etc. So what's this inyan of b'tzolim hasarisim? So there, normally, the b'tzolim hasarisim grow to be midget size. If you've ever gone to the supermarket and you see the betzolim, sometimes you see these huge, huge onions. But sometimes you see little baby onions. The betzolim and sarisim are a type of onions that do not grow large, and so therefore that's why it has the lashon saris. It doesn't produce and produce and reproduce. It's akleichi. That's one shot. But besides that, betzolim and sarisim, say some of the mafarshim, is different than what Rashi said before. Rashi said that normally after your goizes, you cut the vegetables, it can continue growing down in the ground. These, once you cut them, there's no further growth either down below and even up above. Meaning, if you've ever had onions or sometimes even potatoes, and you leave them for a long time at home in a drawer, and then you open it up a month later, sometimes you see that leaves are growing out of it, and you say, wow, I can't believe it. It's not planted anyway, it's just in the drawer and it's growing. Oh, but by betzolim, the sarisim, that never happens. It says a saris, it's a gatenish. Once it's caught,
it's mamash saris, like it can't.
Exactly, that's how it gets its name.
Rashi says tipula.
Tipula.
Is it a specific minimum of an onion?
Yes, a specific minimum. We're not talking about
within all regular onions.
No, we're talking davka b'tzol masarisim. We're not talking about regular. So look at Rashi, five lines before the white line. Tzol masarisim, tzipula balaz, like tzibula. She'ein nasin gidoilin kishar b'tzolim. They always remain very small. They don't go and grow larger and larger like other types of onions. So therefore, they're very special.
That's the Loshen of the Taisus.
Okay.
They don't make
That's why it's called the Saris. Anyway, continuing the Gemara and Pul HaMitzri. Pul HaMitzri is a type of bean, that's an Egyptian bean. What about these? Says the Gemara, Amravo, Betzol Masrisim, Pul HaMitzri, Ikebenai. Tanam Glint in the Mishnah, Betzol Masrisim, Pul HaMitzri. Shemona Mehen Maim, Shloy Shiorim, Lefni Rosh Hashanah. Oh, my Ugetin Ashtikl do to these Betzolim and to the Pul HaMitzri. They are used to Kol Maim, they're used to tons and tons of water, and guess what I did? I was Meneya Mehem, I closed up the irrigation ducts and pipes, etc. I didn't give them that extra water. 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, even though Betzalel and Pul HaMitzri are from the Yerokos family, and if they're from the Yerokos family, you should go Basar Likita. If you Meneya Mehemayim Shloshim Mehem Rosh Hashanah, then Misazel She'ovar, then they have a din like either Ilonois or Goren Vayekev, that you go after the earlier year, not after the later year. Mutar Bishvis means that if this occurred at the end of year number 6, and the next year was Shmita year, there'd be Mutar. The Amlav, in other words, even though normally by Yerokos that are Nilkat, where you harvest in Shmita year, you go Baslakita, they would be Peiroi Shvias, Peiroi Shmita, and then all the Hilchos Peiroi Shmita would apply. Also, l'schoira, and you have to make sure biur, and you have to make sure that you don't let it, you don't go and waste it. If it rots, you have to leave it on the side. I like to do an Eretz Yisrael, as everybody knows. Anyway, misas yishov b'torn b'shviyas the imlav. However, if he was not moinei the ma'im shloishim yoim asur b'shviyas, then if he did the lakita during the shmita year, it had a din of peyder shmita misas shana ba. And if it was a regular year, like from year 2 to year 3, then you go bust the lakita, which be year 3 and not year 2, and you give ma'aser oni instead of ma'aser sheni. Aha. Okay. So that's the nafkimina between the two reasons. Where do I see that nafkimina? So Rashi has two pshatim, but the first pshat of Rashi is that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that Yerokos go after the next year, not after the first year? He said because by the Osmacha, Begornach, Begrecha, just like by Goyin, Beyekev, and the Gabe trees, they're Godel Almesh, truly irrigation. So therefore, according to Rabbi Aglili, this would now fit the pattern of Goyer and Vigyakev, that there is Gadol al Meishon and Sheogra. It can't be on the Shona Haba because
there's no water. He's cut off the water.
Because he stopped the water. And then that's going to wait for one machine to another.
No, don't
worry.
Don't worry.
Okay. Anyway, so therefore, according to Rabbi Aglili, it would now have the din you go after the Shona Sheogra. Mashenkin, Kuntur Bekiva, it's still from the min that's Godel al Kol Mayim. So even though you didn't give the water, Ablamaisa, it's the Yerokos. Yerokos, if you look up in the Wikipedia encyclopedia, tells you what's special about Yerokos. It's a type of min of produce that grows based on Kol Mayim and irrigation. So even though this particular one didn't have the irrigation, Ablamaisa, Sachtanyena Parsha, therefore, you still
it's
go bust the
kids. Anyway,
that's the first pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi, talk fakert, that since according to Rabbi Kiva, the nafkimin is between roi mayim and kol mayim, that you need to go and supply irrigation. Here, the person was moineya the irrigation, and therefore it becomes a roi mayim type, but not a kol mayim type, and therefore it goes vital like either chanot or bust shlish. And doesn't go basal akita. Anyways, Rashi has two pshat in how you learn the Gemara, but they're both basically the same in terms of the svaras behind it. Is it a roiv maim kol maim svara, or is it based on maim of shana she'avra or the shana haba? Okay, so this was the makar, not the makar, the asmachta for the chachamim when they established that by maestris of Yerokos goes basal akita. But let's continue on. We go back to our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, where we said that that's all a Gabi, Yerokos. But now we're talking about Ilonois. And by Ilonois is Be'achad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, according to Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Chamisha Usar B'Shvat. But by both of them, you go Basar Chanot. My time, where do we get this inyan of Shvat? After all, Rosh Hashanah is normally either Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or it's Rosh Chodesh Nissen. What's up, Shvat? We came to Ram Shvat in the middle. Is Omer Bluza Omer? Voishi Hoyl V'yotu Roiv Gishme Shana V'adayin Roiv Tkufa Mibachut. That's because Roiv and the Gisham have already occurred. What does it mean that it's already occurred? Because we're going to learn a Mishnah Masechtas Tanis that the Zman of Gishomim begins in Mar Cheshvin, and that's why we start saying the same Talmud of Vrucha in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlot, in Eretz Yisrael, at the beginning of Mar Cheshvin, and then Cheshvin, and then Kislev, and Teves, and Shvat, and Adar. That's the main rainy season. Once it hits into Nisan, then it's already gone to Shail and Gemara, whether that's even a Siman Bracha or not, because that's the time that you want to start cutting, harvesting, you're not looking to the rains anymore. Okay, anyway, Mitchell will see that soon in Masechtas Tanis. So now, counting up the months, if the months of rain start in Cheshvin, so you have Cheshvin, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. So it's 5 months. So what the Gemara is saying is that Roiv of the Kshom have already occurred. You've already had them in Gantz Cheshvin, and you've had them in Kislev, you've had them in Teves, already 3 months, Shvat and Uda. So it's 3 out of 5, and especially according to Beis Hillel, it's 3.5 out of 5, because until Chamish Usa B'Shvat. So Roiv the Gishmei Shana have already occurred. And remember, by Ilonis Rashi said before, the reason why Yobasa Chanota is because it's the initial rains that produce the sap that goes and produces the fruit. So therefore you go after Chanota because that's a Roiv Gishmei Shana. And continues on, V'adayin Roiv Tkufa M'Bchutz. Most of Tkufa, however, has not ended yet. What does he mean, most of Tkufa? Remember, we had a few days ago in the Gemara that the word Tkufa, when you're talking about the solar system, is different than if you're talking about months. Here you only have 4 seasons, and the season of the winter is called the Tkufas Teves. So you start from Teves, Shvat, Adar, and since there are 4, it's Teves, Shvat, it's really starting in the middle of Teves, Gan Shvat, Gantz Adar, and a little bit into Nisan, until Tkufas Nisan begins. Aha, so says our Gemara, Teves is Taka past, but now we're into Shvat, and we still have after Shvat, we still have Adar and a little bit of Nisan. So the Roiv Tkufas Hashana hasn't taken place yet. In other words, most of the winter is still ahead of us. Is Zogt Reb Luza, Omer Reb Oishia. The Iker is the Yotzer Roiv Gishmei Shana, the Adayin, and still Roiv Tkufa Mibachutz, we haven't hit Roiv of the winter season yet. We're still in the early stages of the winter season. Sigmar says, Mike Omar. We're focusing on Be'echad B'Shvat, but Toysa says, who Adin, the Gemara is going to Beis Hillel too. Even going to Beis Hillel. But now the Gemara is saying, Mike Omar, I didn't understand what Reb Luzer Reb Oishi is saying. He's saying, although Roiv Gishmei Shana has already passed, Roiv Tkufa is still upon us. So Freitach Zutrashi, Mike Omar, if you're telling me that Roiv Tkufa is still upon us, why don't we say that the Zman of the Rosh Hashanah is not Shvat, the Zman of the Rosh Hashanah is Adar? Because then, when I get to Chodesh Adar, then Roiv and Tkufas Hashana would already be behind us. I've already gone through most of not only the rainy season, but also the winter season. Because by that time I would have had Teves, Shvat, and now already beginning of Adar, and then after Adar, just a drop of Nisan, so then Roiv and Tkufa would have already been behind us. So why don't I talk about Shvat, where Reb Luzer says Roiv Tkufa hasn't even been hit yet, rather go to Adar, and then Roiv Tkufa would already be behind. Every Mara Hachi Kama. Now the pshat is that Reb Luzer on Reb Oishi is saying it's nevertheless, even though most of Tkufa hasn't even been hit yet, because we're still early, so to speak, in the winter season, we haven't gone through Roiv Tkufa, but nevertheless, since Roiv Gisham have already occurred, and by trees, the Iker's Chanota, where the Chanota Rashi says the Iker nourishment is from the early rains that cause the sap to go into the trees and into the fruit to produce the fruit. So that the Roiv Tkufa is not so negay, it's not so relevant. What's more relevant is the Roiv Gishmei Shana.
I'm sorry, it comes in, it's posh at the Kufa, because in the middle of Shvat is that Tevis, and middle of Shvat is only 1.5 months.
Exactly. And it's a form, and 3 months.
Shvat and Adar ahead of you.
Exactly. 100%. So the Gemara writes, "Tanu Rabban, the Gemara tells us now a story, a Maisa. What is the Maisa? Maisa of Akiva. Shalikid Esrik be'echad b'Shvat, v'nohag boi shnei yisun. It was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat itself. He did the Lakita. Now Lakita, of course, as we said, by Yerakis. Now we're talking about Esrig. Esrig is Zach Chor Ilonis. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But let's assume for a moment that you go bustle a kita by Esrig. It's going to be a machloikis. Let's assume you go bustle a kita. And if that's the case, we're talking about Ilonis, is a machloikis and Amish between Beishamai and Beisil. Beishamai says it's Shrish Choydishvad. Beisil says that it's Chamishus and Beishvad. Rabbi Kiva went and he was malakit the Esrogim on the Echad Beishvad. Hanoag Boishle Yisurin and he had two mitzvahs. Echid of Beisham v'echid of Beis Hillel. What's Echid of Beisham? According to Beisham, it's the brand new year. That's already Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Hashanah l'Ilan. It's now year three, the marshal of the 2 and 3 years. But according to Beis Hillel, it's still on the second year. It's still not for the old year. Why is it still from the old year? Because the Rosh Hashanah is only going to be another 14 days. Right? It's only going to be Chamishu to Bishat. Yeah, yeah, of course.
This question only applies to the difference between Maisa Oni and Maisa Sheni?
Yeah, that's also the Gabi Shmita. Also, whether it's a Shmita Purus, not Shmita.
But the fact that Rashi brings the example of Shana Shlishis and Shana Sheni, he's just using that as one example? Or?
Another example would be the Gabi Chodesh and Yoshin, if you're giving Trumas and Maisas, whether it's from the old year or from the new year. This Rashi is just giving one example, correct? But the reason why Rashi gives this example is because it says on the Amud Aleph that the Kiva gave two Maisras. One is a Maisra Sheni, one would be a Maisra Ani. The only way that this could possibly happen would be that if you're talking about the transition from year 2 to year 3, where in year 2 you have to go and give Maisra Sheni, and year 3 you have to go and give Maisra Ani.
What about Maisra Rishon?
Maisra Rishon you have to give every single year except for Shemitah. Of the 6 years other than the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle,
always have to give Maisra Sheni. I understood that he gave Maisra Rishon on the previous year and Maisra Rishon again on the upcoming year.
Maisra Rishon you always give every year, whether it's year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you always give Truma to the Kohen, always give Maisra Rishon to the Levi. When you have the difference is Lagabi, the next tithe, the next Maisra, whether you give Maisra Sheni, you don't really give Maisra Sheni, you mafresh Maisra Sheni and you take it to Yerushalayim. Right, or you point it and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. My son, he gives
it. It makes a difference which year's fruits it is.
Absolutely right, exactly right. So that's what Rashi's saying. Rabbi Kiva said, "I'm not sure which year it is." We'll see what Rabbi Kiva's svara was in a moment. But it's Rish Chodesh Shvat according to Beis Shammai. It's into the new year. Let's say that new year is now year number 3. So now I have to go and give Maisra Ani. However, if it happens to be that we pass on like Beisil is only 2 Bishvat, I'm still in the old year. The old year is still year 2. The Gemara is going to ask, I'm only addressing so far Rabbi Yoina's question, why he would think like Beishama, Beisil, we're going to talk about that shortly. So don't get nervous. Yeah. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, 1 second.
So, I'm sorry.
No, you're not belaboring. It's fine. We have to understand.
Why can't you say that? Rabbi Kiva gave two Maisras, one Maisra Sheni for the past year, according to Beis Hillel, and one Maisra Rishon for the...
Not Maisra Rishon, Maisra Oni.
No, that's what I'm saying, I don't understand why...
Because Maisra Rishon you have to give every year, whether it's year 2, whether it's year 3.
Which fruits you're giving it from?
To mafresh one from the other, that's true. But the Gemara said that from this Esrig, or from these batch of Esrogim, he gave two Maisras.
In other words, different Maisras.
Two different Maisras, right.
As opposed to two of the same Maisras, like one like a Chumra for the other.
But so let's assume that day he was Malakid 100 Esrogim. He's going to be a multimillionaire if these Esrogim stay until next year's Sukkot. But he had 100 Esrogim. So from those 100 Esrogim, first he had to go and give one or two of them to the Kohen Alz Truma. Right? One out of 50, which would be 2 out of 100. Now he's left us 98. Of the 98, 9.8 he has to give Maisra Rishon. Maisra Rishon goes to the Levi. So now let's make it easy. He's left now with 90. Of the 90 days left, if it will be Vada year number 2, he takes 10%, which means 9 Esrogim, takes him up to Yerushalayim, and there he would go make kumpat out of it, or he would make some sort of preserve and some jelly, and it would be delicious. On the other hand, if this Vada year number 3, he goes to Aniyam, he says, Aniyam, here you got Esrogim, if you can keep it until next year, Sukkis, Givaldik, fine, if not, go and cook it and eat it. So he gives them Maisra Ani. Rabbi Kiva did both. Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, what means both, that he gave 9 Esrogim, he brought him up to Yerushalayim, and another 9 he went and gave for the Aniyam, to be Yoytze Aladeis, both of whether it's a Maisra Sheni year or a Maisra Ani year. So the Koy of the Gemara assumes it's because he was passing like Beishamai and Beisil. Why would he have to go? Doesn't everybody know he always passing like Beisil? The Gemara is going to address that shortly. But the Lamaisa, do you understand now? So the Maisra Rishon you always have to give in all years. Only question is whether this year is a year number 2, where you have to go and bring your second mice to Yerushalayim to eat, or whether it's year number three, and therefore you have to give that next tenth to the ani.
I see what's bugging him. The Chinese, he gave my citizenship from this, so it's not Chodesh Aliyosha. Whatever it is, it is. If he gave my citizenship from this itself, my citizenship. No. There's no other possible mice.
What Pinchas is saying is, if he had, for instance, other restraint that he was malakit the day before on Erev Rish Chodesh Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, that would be from the old year. Since it's from the old year, you couldn't mix the two and say, okay, I'm going to give 10%, because what you might do is give some of last year's Esrogim for this year's Esrogim, or some of this year's Esrogim for last year's Esrogim.
That was my question, because that same Mice edition, according to Beis Shammai, is from the new year, and according to Beis Hillel is from the old year.
Correct.
So that's why I was asking, maybe you said that twice Mice edition.
So if, in fact, he would go and try to do it on other Esrogim that he had from earlier days, that would talk be Niger Lalocha.
No, but this is earlier days, Lagabe, according to Beis Hillel.
All the Lakita of all his 100 Esrogim all took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Nothing before, nothing happens, all on that day.
But that's before Rosh Hashanah Ilanus, according to Beis Hillel.
Absolutely. 100%. So Maaser Rishon, he has to go and give, like, everybody has to give Maaser Rishon every single year. There's no Yoshen. That's it. This is the only crap. The Yoshen and Chodesh is we have two. Some before Rosh Hashanah, some after Rosh Hashanah. In other words, some before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, some after Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Or according to Beis Hillel, some from Yedalet Shvat and some from Tesvav Shvat. Then you have to make sure not to give Yoshen al Chodesh, Chodesh al Yoshen. But here only has one crop that all he went and was malakit every one of them today on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now, what does he have to do? So Maaser Rishon, he has to give from these internally. He doesn't have any other Yoshen Chodesh. That wasn't his problem. The problem was, do I go and give Maaser Sheni today, or do I give Maaser Ani today? Now, that we said, Grada, since we're talking so much about this, that L'choira, he had to go and give three times ten, three times a tenth, not really ten, because by the time you give the first tenth, then it's only less. This is ten, it's nine, whatever. That's Pashup Shad. 10 for Maaser Rishon, 9.8, good, Maaser Rishon, and then he had to go and give roughly 9 for Maaser Sheni, and then 9 for Maaser Ani. Tosis says something very, very interesting. Tosis brings from the Yerushalmi that there might be a Shaila of being Marbim Maasers, which means, although when it comes to Truma, you give it Ba'oimid, Oimid means on a general assessment, a general estimate, it looks like 100, and you take out 2, because Menach Torah, Chita Achaz V'Teres is a Kri, so therefore you don't have to have Dafid. By Maisis, you're supposed to do it very precise. Of course, L'nit the Torah, L'malachi Asharis, you don't have to go and count every single one and say, what's the volume, what's the weight, and the size. You do the best you can to go and give as precise a measurement as possible. L'choir over here, if he gave 2 Maisris, Freit Yerushalmi, wouldn't I have a problem of being marbe ma'isris? L'choyed the kasha nishazak darke kasha. Of course, no, this is ma'isr sheini and this is ma'isr ani. If he would go and give 20% from ma'isr sheini or ma'isr ani, that would be a marbe ma'isris.
It's a tonight thing. Since the ma'isr sheini is going to take up your time himself, fine.
Yeah.
Totally fair.
Yeah.
And just, as it were, restricting his location where he can eat it.
Yeah.
If it's Maish Ani, fine. Otherwise, it's stucca.
Good. So everybody, please look at the last toys in Yedala number Aleph. The final toys. This, you see the toys that says, the Noag by Shnei Isurim. Toys that says something fascinating. Fascinating! That what? Im Shnei Isurim Mamish Hifrish, if you have mamish given 2 isurim, 1 for Maaser Sheni, 1 Maaser Ani, it would be problematic. El Mafari be Yerushalmi, shef from Maaser Echel and Maaser Sheni, Upadoi was poided. Now these poided took away the kedusha from the Maaser Sheni, the Chol Klanim, and now he gave that original Maaser Sheni to me. But look now on the side. You see next to the toys, this is a hagul. This is very rare to have a hagul. We had a big hagul the other day. Menog b'shnei isurim. Im shnei masis mamish ifrish loy hoy mesukin the hamar be mamaisois hein mikul kolim. If you give too much, then it's mekulkal because you don't have chulin. The chulin and the maises are all mixed together. Ubishalmi mafarish. Now he repeats the same thing. Shnei hanichnas l'shlishis hoysa ve'ifrish maiser shen upedoy mekulkal aniim va'mois ocha biyushalayim akas. Agoa is a little bit more expansive on the toises to give us a better understanding. But it's unique. Rashi doesn't say this. So apparently Rashi feels that you don't have to worry about marbim maises only if you're giving more than your 10% for maaser sheni or more than 10% for maaser ani. But since he said I'm giving this 10% for maaser sheni and this 10% for maaser ani, so never the twain shall meet. It's only twice as old. No, far you're giving 20% instead of 10%. Therefore, give the very same for both purposes. How can it be both purposes? Make a Maaseh Sheni. Be pointed. Take the money to Yerushalayim. And now the original Maaseh Sheni gives to Aniyim. Wunderbar, Asheris. Okay. Anyway, yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Is there a string of time that he has to do all the approaches?
Yeah, but till beer, till 3 years.
Esther could spoil now. Does it depend on condition of Esther too?
Do
you ever take that in consideration too?
I don't know about Esther spoiling, but if you leave it over a couple of months after, if you ever left it in your Porsche and you take it out the next year, you see it's all brown and shrunk.
So could you do Maisa on it? Could you do have Porsches if it's not the good condition?
No, you're supposed to do, you're supposed to get from the Shana, from the, what Torah says, Chalef Tirish Vietzer. Most Tirish Vietzer don't have Chalef.
Mivcha. Depends on number, but doesn't depend upon the condition.
You should give from the mifra. You should give from the best tzvua and from the best grain and from the best peiris. Always the best, and give it to the best kehanim. Rabbi Kohn, Hashem Bekorif. Okay, so anyway, so Rabbi Kiva gave a double portion.
The tree, it can be on the tree.
That's also, we're going to talk about that too. Yeah, you halon bilonis mishon lishon. So that's why he gave twice. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer loy minig beisham beisil. No, but no, it wasn't beisham beisil. Allah minigram gamliyav Rabbi Leizer Noagba. What's Rabbi Leizer gamliyav Rabbi Leizer? There's not. There's a machloikis. Which is the determining factor? Is it the chanota or is it the lekita? By ilonos, typically you go after chanota. By an esrig is a machloikis. There's not. Esrig shovel ilam gimel drachem liyera b'derachach. This is quite a familiar and famous Mishnah. It's not so famous by the fact that it's Masechtas Bikurim. It's more famous because it's brought at the beginning of Masechtas Kiddushin, and almost all kindalach were Masechtas Kiddushin. Ve'shloisha niknis ve'shloisha drachem ve'koines atzma b'shnei drachem. Anyway, beginning back to Siddiq Mar, what it talks about is drachim, is it loshen zocher, loshen nekeva, drachim, derech, dover, a ganze interessante sugya. And Ben Digmar brings over there this Mishnah. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Esrig is similar to an elon in three respects. Uli yerek b'derech echad. And to yerokis in one respect. What does he mean? Shavli imigim drachim, li orla, v'leravai, uli shviyas. For those three purposes you go, baser, chanota. To determine whether or not this esrig is still a one of the first 3 years, whether it's Orla, or whether it's the fourth year, whether it's Revai, or whether it's Shemitah produce, you go Basar the Chanota. Uli Yerek, however, Legabe Maisrois, it's similar to Yerek, but there are Chibishas Lekita, also Isurek. Then you don't go Basar Chanota, you go Basar the Lekita. Divrei Ram Gamliel. That's the Lech Ram Gamliel, the Gabi Esrig. The reason why he holds it goes like Yerokis, after all, it's a tree.
It grows year round.
Exactly. It grows Al Kol Mayim, because all the other fruits normally you go and cut annually. Well, the Esrogim is Hador Bilonim Yishana Lishana. So therefore, they get the benefit not only of the initial rains, the beginning rains, maybe Shana Shavra, or they don't get the benefit of Roiv Mayim, they get Kol Mayim, because you leave it and you leave it and leave it for 2 or 3 years till it gets Ungezap Metasach Hazach Vasa. So that being the case, it goes Basa Lakita, just like Iraq, it's different on Gamliel. Reblaza Oymenayim, Esrik Shavu Leilim Bechol Dover, even Legabi Hilchois Maisis. Ah, so therefore we have now major Machloikas in Gamliel and Reblaza, whether you go Basa Chanota or Basa Lakita. Aha. Okay, so therefore that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva gave two, because do we pass in like Basar Chanota, do we pass in Basar Lekita, and therefore at the time that this Esrig, when he did the Lekita, L'choira, he's passing like Beis Shammai. If he's passing like Beis Shammai, now it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Hashanah. If you go Basar Lekita, this is now year number 3. Mash Enki, the Chanota, of course, took place a while ago. That's the definition of Chanota, when the Peri began to emerge. So it took place in the previous year, maybe even 2 years ago. But the point is, the Chanota was much earlier. That being the case, you go Basar the Shana She'avra. Oh, so that's Kimino, the Gabi Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rani. So therefore, the reminder of Akiva was Machman, not because of Bisham Beisel, but because of, he wasn't, because of this Machloikis of Basar Chanota, Basar Lekita. We're going to go in and get into more detail, Rabbi Isai. Don't get too nervous. So, Freik Digmar yet. Digmar is now going back according to Beisham and Beisil. Umi Avdinan Kitrei Chumri? Do you chapon Ale Chumris? Tanya's Torah writes, Lo'olam halacha k'dibre beitzil. Lo'olam, we paskin halacha l'mais like beitzil. The Gemara doesn't address this over here, but if you remember, we had this Gemara earlier in Pesachus Erevin, but the Gemara said, "How could it be? You just said Halacha Kibesil, and now you say if you wanted to like Beishamai, you don't find that in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the Halacha, the thing happens to be traced, but if you happen to go like the others, that's fine too, no problem. I mean, that's very strange lashon." So the Gemara says back in Pesachus Erevin, this Haroitz Alaska to Beishamai Oisa Kibesil Oisa, that means before the Halacha was firmly established, like Beisil. If you were among the Talmid of Beis Shammai, you could follow Beis Shammai. You're Talmid of Beis Shammai, you could follow Beis Shammai. But once it's established, we pass in like Beis Shammai. Okay, but now continuing on. Zok vayt do the Braisa. Mekule Beis Shammai, mekule Beis Shammai. If a person chaps on all the kulis from Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai, chas shon the person is a rosh. Mechumre Beis Shammai, mechumre Beis Shammai, echapt on all the chumres. Now, what's so terrible about going nechal chumris? You know, a person wants to be machmir, he's yereshemayim, he wants to be careful. Chas v'shalom, shouldn't be sinning. So Rashi says, based on another Gemara, Taklimor and Erevin, that the Gemara is saying that you're chapping on beid the kulis and beid the chumris is talking about a case where the two kulis or two chumris are soiser one another. So Rashi gives the classic case, Bodim Sechus Erevin, where you're talking about Chas v'shalom tumas oil. What's tumas oil? Nebuch, if you find a mess inside an oil, everything inside the oil is tamei. All the people, all the furniture, all the kelim, all the ochlin, everything becomes tamei. Now what happens if you don't find a mess, but you find a skeleton? When it comes to atzomis bones, one bone, if it's the shear of a kisseoira, it's metame the maga ubamasa. But for tumas oil, you have to have roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Aha. Now what happens if you have taka roiv binyan? Means the whole spinal column, assuming that that's the roiv binyan of a person, that whole spinal column is inside the house, nebuch, everything inside the house becomes tamei. What happens if it's missing one vertebrae or two vertebrae? Those who should agree, some machloikis beishamai and beisil. Beishamai is a gruesome machmir, and Beishamai says even if it's missing one vertebrae, it's still considered to be the ganze spinal column, and it is mitame. If it's missing two vertebrae, oh, those who should agree, the chisaren, and it's not mitame. So Beishamai is a machmir. Beisil, on the other hand, is a mekel, and Beisil says as long as one vertebrae is missing, shine tohar, no din of tumah. That's the Gabi Hilchas Tumah. Now let's go over to Masechtas Chulin, Rabbi Cohen's expertise. Let me comes to Kashas. Yeah.
Don't we have an expression, Koyuch Da'atayra Odis?
Yeah, we do, but not over here. We'll get to that shortly. But now the Gabi Da'alocha Masechtas Chulin, what happens if a person goes and checks an animal, and he gives it to the Grois of Boydek, and the Boydek now is checking all of the Averim and all of the Simonim and the Gamzimasa to make sure that it's not a Trefa, and he finds in the spinal column it's missing one vertebrae. Aha. Since Beis Shammai said the Gabi Hilchas Tumah, missing one vertebrae, those is garnished, and therefore it's still Tamei. The Gabi Kashrus, he holds that it's kosher, even though it's missing. He's a Meikel. On Beis Hillel, on the other hand, that said that one vertebrae is missing, it's already a Gris HaChasarim, and therefore there's no Tumah. Here it's also Gris HaChasarim, and the animal is Treif. So therefore, the Gabi Hilchas Tumah, Beis Shammai is the Gris HaMachmir. In this case, he's a Machmir. When it comes to Hilchas Treifis, he's a Meikel. So kosher, you can eat the Chachil. I don't know if it's a glad kosher, as Rabbi Cohen would point out, but kosher it is. Mashenkin, the Gabi Beis Hillel is the other way around. The Gabi Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, there he's Meikel. So one vertebrae is missing. I don't have the whole spinal column. See, there he's Meikel, but Gabi Kashis will say, oh, it's missing. Then it happens to be Treif. So therefore, we have one Kula here, one Chumra there. So what the Gemara is saying is, what happens if the same individual has an animal which was inside the oil of a mess where you only had this spinal column which was missing one vertebrae. The person shechs the animal inside that room and now finds in that animal also a spinal column missing one vertebrae. So now what's the look? So Beis Shammai is going to go and tell you that spinal column and all the meat has become tamei. Why has it become tamei? Because the mess inside that in that building was missing one vertebrae, but one vertebrae is gunish, and therefore it's still tumah. And at the same time, I say, but you can go and eat the meat, it's kosher. Exactly. Mutlachis, so give it only to Yisraelim or those that are not makbid to go and eat everything, but tahara, so therefore it's kosher, but it's tumah. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, would go and say it's tahar because the mess was only missing one vertebrae, not two, but he would say that the flesh is treif. Now what happens if a person would go and say, I'm going to say that the meat is both tahar, like Beis Hillel, and it happens to be kosher, like Beis Shammai, chapt on Beis Dekulis, then he's a rosh. On the other hand, if the person goes and says that this meat is both tamei and it's treif, then that is tamei meshigas. You don't have to chap on Beis Dechumris. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Still
b'chayyut shechayyut. It's itself
menayim bay. That's the reason why.
It's a tipish.
Exactly. So that's what the Gemara is. Axel b'chayyut shechayyut shechayyut. Ela ikke beisham mikulein bechumrayim. Ikke beisham mikulein bechumrayim. So therefore, the Gemara assumes the same thing applies to this Esrig. This Esrig is either a second year Esrig or it's a third year Esrig. It cannot be both a second year and a third year Esrig. So, how is he being machmer like both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It's impossible. Either it's a second year or the third year. Zafimara Rabbi Kiva Gamre is topic like. In other words, it's not that Rabbi Kiva didn't know whether he passed like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everybody knows you always pass like Beis Hillel, except for some very, very rare instances. But Bederach Klal, always passed like Beis Hillel. So you know always passed like Beis Hillel. He just didn't remember. He lost his art scroll Gemara. And he couldn't remember whether Beis Hillel is the one that said Be'echa B'Shvat and Beis Shammai said B'chamishus B'Shvat. I forget. And he also didn't know the Negudim that they sing on the two B'Shvat and all that. So therefore, at Nishkivus, that's why I have to be Machmer. Not like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Kulis and Chumris of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, you think Mishvus, Beis Hillel is Yot. If Beis Hillel holds that today is new Rosh Hashanah, so therefore I have to go and give Ma'aser Ani. If he holds that Chamish Us is Rosh Hashanah, it's still the old year, I only have to do Ma'aser Shem. So that's that terms. Now, that's according to the first Mandiyam. The Pius Yehuda Omer, Loi Minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nogba, Ela Minig Rabban Gamliel V'Rabban Elazar Nogba. Now, on this, the Gemara doesn't ask and doesn't give a teretz. L'choira, I have the same problem like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, like I had on the Tanakhama. How could Rabbi Kiva go and chap on Beis Dechumris to go and give both the earlier year and the later year? Why did Ksil B'choy Shecholeich? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. So the Ritva says the Gemara held that that's not even a kasha. Why is it not even a kasha? When do you have a kasha of Ksil B'choy Shecholeich? When we said the thing is soiser, there's a stira. What's the stira over here? Either Echad B'Shvat is year number two, or Echad B'Shvat is year number three. But it can't be both. So it's soiser menilvei. So we have to say, he didn't remember what Beis Hillel really held. But to go and say that it's both year two and both year three, it's kanei zayin. It's soiser, just like the case of the Tumma and the Tarfus. The machloikis has nothing to do with second year, third year. It has to do with whether we pass like Rabbi Gamliel that you go baser lekita, or whether you go like the Rabbi Elazar that you go baser chanata. He said it could be that you go after both. In other words, maybe when it comes to hilchos esrig, you are choishish for both, since esrig happens to be an ilot. On the other hand, it needs a lot of mayim, sitaka yerek. So therefore, it's not that the chachamim, Rabbi Kiva was being machmir both days. He was in a case where it's impossible, where it's inconsistent because second year is not third year cannot be second year. It's a calendar date. Here, he wasn't sure whether you go basa chanot or you go basa lakita, and therefore he says, I'm going to go basa both. Chanot and Lakita. And it doesn't share one another. Now those be machmer for both days.
That's only according to the opinion that says Rosh Hashanah Lulonis is Rosh Chodesh Shvat.
Oh, that's Gemara is going to ask that now. Gemara is going to ask now, what about Rosh Chodesh Shvat?
Also remember this Maizu is definitely the Rabbanan.
Right.
So it's a different kind of subject.
Maskim. Since we're talking about Be'echad B'Shvat, which is what Rabbi Yonah was just asking a moment ago. In other words, the story we said back in the Brice that took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It didn't take place on Chamisha Usa B'Shvat. Since Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he says, I'm not sure, do we go Basa Chanot or do we go Basa Lakita? If we go Basa Lakita, today is the Lakita. Today is Hayoim Tchilas Maasecha. Today is Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Tier 3. If I go basachanot, it's after year two, and therefore I have to go and give two isurim. But it's only according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, we haven't even gotten to Rosh Hashanah yet. We got two more weeks to Rosh Hashanah. So both the chanota and the lakita was last year in year two. So according to everybody, you should only have to go and give one meiser, and that would be meiser sheni and not meiser oni. So why did Rabbi Kiva have to go and give both? Rabbi Chanina, be same with Rabbi Chananya. Hacha be'esrik shechon to beroyz v'koyin says vav the idach shvat askinon. Anaya masa. Says Rabbi Chanina, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chananya. We're not talking about that the chanota was this year. It was the previous year. And Taker Rabbi Kiva goes after Beis Hillel. And therefore he goes basar chamishusar. The chanota, it's, today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But now go back almost a year to the previous Chamisha Asar, when that was the real Rosh Hashanah, because according to Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah is from Tu Shvat, and the Chanata was before that Chamisha Asar that I know, so that was like in year one. And now it was Chamisha Usar, so now the new year began, and I did the Lakita within the next year. When they do the Lakita, Grad I didn't do it right after Rosh Chodesh Shvat, I did it, right after Chamisha Usar, I could have, but I did the kitza almost a full year later on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And like the Gemara says, "Bedinu dafilu koydum l'chein." The story could have happened any time from last year Chamisha Usar b'Shvat until next year Erev, in other words, Yudalit Shvat. It happened grad. It happened to be Matshoy Kachoy. It took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but any Chanavi could have taken place any other time. So there, the point is, therefore, the Chanota was before Chamisha Usar, not this Chamisha Usar, before last Chamisha Usar. Let's assume that that was year number two. And then that Chamisha Usar became year number three. And then from that Chamisha Usar until now, any time during that year, had he done a Lakita, I'd have the exact same Shaila. Do you go Basar Chanota? Do you go Basar Lakita? But it's not like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. The fact that it took place in the Chodesh Shvat, as I debate, that was Masa Shoya, but can't drink the Kash of Hamasa. But it could have happened any time from last Chamisha Usar until the next Chamisha Usar.
Why is the Chanota before Tu B'Shvat in the previous year, if the Esther gets its nourishment throughout the whole year?
Yeah, but we're talking about an Alt Esrik. In other words, this year on Chamisha on Rosh Chodesh Shvat is when Rabbi Kiva was Malakat the Esrik. When was the Chanot? A long, long time ago. Not 3 weeks ago or 6 months ago. It was more than a year ago. Last year, before Chamisha Usar B'Shvat, was the Chanota. Chanota might have taken place, Ichvais, Chanukah time, during Kislev. Kislev Tei B'Shvat, now it's Chamisha Usar B'Shvat. By that time, everybody agrees, we see the Peri coming out, it's beautiful, it's emerging, the Chanota took place. So now, after Chamisha Usar B'Shvat, any time later, had he been Malakit the Esrig, we have now the Shai, this is Rabbi Kiva. So I go Basa Chanota, the Chanota took place before Chamisha Usar, that was year number two, or now I'm doing the Lakita post Chamisha Usar, year number three. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva had to go and give two times Maisa. The only thing is, our Gemara tells us, Grad, it happens to be when they do the Lakita, not in Udar, Nissan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamaz, Av, El. Grad happens to be Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It came out almost by happenstance, by coincidence, that's what happened. But not because of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. All he's saying is, before the next Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks before the next Chamisha Usar, he went and cut it. And now, since the Chanota was before the previous Chamisha Usar, that's year two, since the Lakita was post this Chamisha Usar, meaning last Chamisha Usar until now, it's now year three, that's why he gave two Yisurin, Maiser Sheni and Maiser An.
It's really much like that, because it's only by Esrig, it says.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Esrig really stays for years.
For years, on it.
Hadomi, it cannot be with an apple.
In the Sechta Sukkah, pre-Eitzhuder, Hador Bilunai Mishuna Lishuna. Anyway, getting back to Agamar, it's an is Omer B'chini v'zimer B'chanan. Yehoch be'esrik shechont be'roi zekoyin tez vav the idach shvat askinen. Idach shvat means the last year shvat. Before Chamisha Usar. Over there now, I feel the koyin l'chein. Really, we could talk about that at any time that the Lakita posts that. Masha'o yikachoy. Ravina Omer, Ravina gives a much easier text. Ravina Omer, kroich v'tani. Lo yecha b'shvatoye, el tu b'shvatoye. V'le mini b'sham b'yisil no agba, el mini rab gamli rab lezen no agba. Basically, what Ravina says is like a chesur mechzer b'ochik tani. We started off the braisa on the top, on the bottom of Omer Aleph. Where the Braisa said, Ma'asa Rabbi Kiva, Shalikid Esther B'Echad B'Shvat, Menog B'Shnei Yisurin, Echad B'Sham B'Echad B'Dibri Yisilel, Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudo, Lai Mini B'Sham B'Yisilel Nogba, and then Gamaliel B'Rebel Lezen Nogba. So he says, you got your story wrong, The reason why he gives two Isurim is not because of Hisham Beisil, it's because of Gamliel and because of Reb Leizer. So now, what the Ravina is adding is, once Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is saying, you got the story wrong, he got the story wrong in two respects. Number one, it wasn't Rish Chodesh Shvat, it was Chamish Usim Shvat. And number two, the Machloik is Shal, it was not Bisham Bezil, it was Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Leizer. Exactly.
That's so interesting.
That's
not
so push. Exactly. So that's why you prefer Rabbi Gamliel, and that's why the second one Yama says not Bisham Beisil, it's also from Gamliel and Ablazer. The Veltzak does Avetel, that a person comes to Vismedish, he was away for a week, he asks, what happened? I heard you went to California, and I heard en route to California, you made $1 million. Wow, that's wonderful. So he said he got the story wrong in two respects. Number one, it wasn't on the way to California, it was from California to New York. And number two, I didn't win $1 million, number one, I lost $1 million. So the story is be'erach, right? But yeah, two details were wrong. So here too also, he's saying, yeah, if I had two Yisurim, but it wasn't because of Hisham Beisil. And number two, it wasn't on Rosh Chodesh, it was on Chamishu Semishma. Okay, anyway, this is the correct Batani. I didn't make this up, because she had long time. Getting back.
Sometimes with prices you could do it. You could say the Tana, this guy used to say it, I got it wrong.
Okay, good. So this is Rav Yenisdad. Correct. But Tony, lo yachem b'shvat, al b'tzu b'shvat, lo yimini b'sham b'yisil nog, ba'al mini gerb galim, rabu lezim nog ba. Okay, nu shtichu. Omer Rabba Ravuna, hashdi Omer Ram Gamliel. Esrig achal kitosoi isuroi, like Yerek. So what's the Rosh Hashanah? Well, we know the Rosh Hashanah of Yerokos. We had in our Mishnah. Be'echad betishrei is Rosh Hashanah lishonim, lishmitim, liyoivlois, uli Yerokos. Oh, it's like Yerek. You don't like Yerek. So if we have to go, Rosh Hashanah shaloi tishrei. Ah, so it's Chodesh Tishrei. So before Tishrei and after Tishrei. Meisvei, Reb Shimon Aluzerai. Likit Esrig Erev Chamishus Bishvat. Likita, Likit, Esrig, Likit Esrig Erev Chamishus Bishvat. Actually, Tov Rosh Hashemesh, if it's not nightfall yet, in other words, it's still the afternoon, it's not Tzeisa Gachovim yet, because of a Likit, Rosh Hashemesh, what happens if he continued cutting Yisroigim after nightfall, in other words, before Marv and after Marv, ain't term masim mizel. Say you can't keep two masim one for the other. If you should term masim loyim in the chodesh liyashon, liyashon lechodesh. Two separate years. This is before Rosh Hashanah liyilonis, and this is post Rosh Hashanah liyilonis. Aha. How is your shlishi dechnas leviyas? Shlishi is a masir rishon, a masir ani. Leviyas masir rishon, a masir sheni. If it was interesting, the Gemara always talked about from year 2 to year 3. Now the Gemara talks about from year 3 to year 4. The Gemara is going to ask that. Gemara is going to talk about that shortly. So if it's from year 3 to year 4, okay? So if he was malakid it before Tovi HaShemesh, in other words, on Erev Chamish Usar, on Yudalit Shvat, it's a Shlishis product, Masar Rishon, or Masar Ani, because that's year 3. Both Masar Rishon and Masar Ani. Those that from that night and on, in other words, already from after Marav of Chamish Usar, it's already now year number 4, Revius is Masar Rishon or Masar Sheni. So he always repeats Masar Rishon in both years, Masar Sheni, Masar Ani. Okay. Frank Dimar. What did this Bryce just tell us now? It says, Reb Shimon Aluzer, Likate. Likate means Likita. And he's talking about Likita, Erev, Chamish Usar, and Post Chamish Usar. Man Shamali, the Osibos Likita. That was like he holds, like Rim Gamliel. Uktani Shvat. How do we start off this Gemara? This Gemara started off that now that Rim Gamliel says that Esrig Achalikitosoi, Isuroi, just like Yerek, so Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. I see that we're going Basa Likita, right? He doesn't go Basa Chanak. We have the Machloik, it's Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Kiva. Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Ram Gamliel is the one that says you go Basa Likita. Rabbi Lezer says you go Basa Chanata. Aha. Okay. So now, according to Rabbi Lezer, you go Basa Chanata, so it's like any other Elon. Just like any other Elon is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, Chamish Uzza, according to Beis Hil. So Esrig is the same thing. But now the question is, Ram Gamliel. Amgliel says that the Esrig has a dintaka, Basar Likita. So Likita is like Yerek. It's like Yerek. It should go after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. By see him, the Braisa is an Ishtazoi. This person, Reb Shimon Aluzer, says that if you did a Likita, Erev Chamisha Usar, then it's the old year. If you do it after nightfall, then it's already the new year. Who's so much fun? But that's going to make Tishrei. It goes to Likita, Yerek. What's going on? If the Mara is incorrectly, we gotta change the halacha slightly. Even though he holds that you go to Kita Kiyarek, and therefore the Svara would be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Shaloyish Shvat, it goes up to Shvat, like this story, like the Psak of Rav Shimon Agusha. Another two, three lines. Zukti Moriyetz. So bottom line is, this man, the Yomar Taka, says that we have a hybrid situation, that even though you go after Likita, but Rosh Hashanah is not Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat, Bishamim Beitil, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Chamishus Bishvat.
Even though it goes, it's like your Rukos, it's still an
Ilah. It's still an Ilah, exactly. But that's interesting. For if it's not like an Ilah, it should be Chanata. No, it goes after Yerik. If it's Yerik, it should be Tishrei. No, an Ilah, so it's a hybrid situation. In the previous brises, whenever they wanted to tell us an afkimina, they would say that it was chanota or lakita or ashrash or whatever in year number 2, and then lakita year number 3, from 2 to 3. So I would say, they're just giving an example as Gornish. No. The esrig kashle yoda. Kashle yoda means that if you touch an esrig a lot, it's not only the esrig goes becomes yellow, like we have always turned brown during sukkahs, but here we're talking about people that are touching the esrig trees. See, look at the second Rashi and the second line. Esrig kashle yada, kashle eats ho esrig, yadayim mash, which is boy, if you touch the trees too much, you can ruin the trees, you can spoil the trees. As a result of the fact that when it comes Shmita year, there's no way of doing Shmita, then you have to open up the gates and everybody can go and take off the Esrei. When everybody wants to get a beautiful Esrei that normally you'd have to pay $200, he gets it for free, so everybody rushes in. So everybody touches the Esrei 3 and they find an Esrei, throw it on the ground. Anyway, the point is, it's Mamashra Sheyuade, that's going to stunt the growth of the tree for the next few months, and it's not going to really start producing until a year later. So this was says the Gemara, instead of giving the example between year 2 to year 3, since the boim, the tree, has become shvacher, we give the example between year 3 until year 4.